Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Today's episode of the Trader Cobb Crypto Show is proudly brought to you by TraderCobb.com. That's TraderCobb, COBB.com, where you can go across, find your crypto trading education with strict written checklists. You can also go across right now to TraderCobb.com/free and get your free month on MarketView to see what I do daily. Have a great day. Enjoy the show. G'day guys, Trader Cobb here. Hope you're all well. Okay, so interesting. Market's holding again. What we've seen today what I kind of thought we might see after the Bitthumb sort of bust. We saw the market fall, pull back since then back to exactly where it was. And if you follow me across my social media accounts, you'll have known that I put out a bit of a call on a particular trade that I was stalking because I hadn't actually set up at the moment that I put the call out. Because what I tend to do across MarketView, which is a subscription service, which you can actually go and get a free month on that, to be fair. You go to tradercobb.com/free and you can get a free month there. You've got to put in all your details and everything. And you know, if you do stay on, then yes, you will be charged next month, but you can get on and have a free month, see what it's all about. I put a trade call out there with a complete breakdown of the trade on euro. I keep saying euro, Ethereum against the US dollar. And it did set up beautifully. It has achieved, or I actually haven't gone into my account to check it, but it looks, yeah, it should have achieved one-to-one very, very easily right now, which means it's either a profitable trade for many people, including myself, or at least I've scaled out, minimized my risk, and now I have 50% of the position open with zero risk, which means you can basically leave it go and hopefully run onto some major gains to the upside. And it's been my first long trade in a while across the top 10. I'll be honest with you, we haven't seen a great deal go on for a long time. And if I tell you this, right, I've been stalking the market for quite some time. There's not really been any fantastic opportunities. But I can tell you this, right? Yesterday, when we did get one quick trade, bam, euro against, oh God, I keep saying euro, Ethereum against the dollar, she set up, kabam, and whooshka, we took the trade and away we went, a profitable trade. See, it's not about taking lots of trades, and this is something that I do see people make mistakes on. It should be more focused on the quality of the trade, not the amount of trades. Don't let that fool you, okay? It's not about the amount of trades you take, ladies and gentlemen. It is about the types of trades you take, and I cannot stress that enough to you right now. So, with that being said, the markets didn't do a great deal yesterday. As I say, we did see that fall. With Bitcoin sitting currently down 0.25%. At one stage, it was up about 1%. We do see some other markets in the top 10 having a bit of a dip overnight. Cardano being the main one. The rest of them, NEO, also having a bit of a fall there. But it's looking like the damage that was done from the Bitthumb hack has been sort of corrected. We're not looking too bad out there right now. We're just holding. And again, we've gone back into a holding pattern with the one exception that we may actually have. If we can set a new higher high on Bitcoin, we'll also have a new higher low, which will add weight to that trend. So, patience, guys. I've had to have a lot of it. I've had to use a huge amount of patience over the last few weeks because, let's be honest, the market's been sideways. And I'm a trader that has a structured approach. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm waiting for. I don't go looking for trades, guys. You know this. I let the trades find me. And when they don't find me, that's it. I just sit back and I wait until they do. And don't be someone out there who's too eager to get involved. Enthusiasm is a wonderful thing. Do not get me wrong. I love enthusiasm. It's contagious, it's infectious, and it's absolutely a good way to live your life. But don't let the enthusiasm outweigh the logic and the structured approach that you must take. Enthusiasm's good if it's contained, understood, and channeled into things that are positive. Okay, it's really, really important that you focus on doing the right thing. Rewards will come when you do the right thing. Good traders get good results. That's a fact. Good traders get good results. The market doesn't owe you anything. People say, oh, I've been trading for 7 years. I definitely know what I'm doing. It doesn't mean they're making any money. I hope they are, because that's a damn long time to be unsuccessful. But the point I'm trying to make is the market doesn't owe you anything. You can come up to speed really quick. You can become a very good trader in a very short period of time if you allow yourself to go through the lessons and learn from each of those lessons. Sometimes going backwards is going forwards. You've got to make the mistakes to not make them again. It's really important that we all focus together. If you need some help, guys, you know where to find it. Go to tradercob.com/free. Why not just jump on and get a free month? Plug yourself in, have a look at what's going on. If you don't like it, tune out. If you do, stay on, do some courses. Let's get you moving forward and give you some structure to your trading strategy. So guys, today, again, a relatively quiet market. I've got that trade on Ethereum against the dollar, which I'm very happy with. I'm looking at a couple more. I'm going to cover those in the Market View subscription in just a moment. So get across, get onto that, and I'll speak to you again very, very soon. This show is proudly brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Jump across to TraderCobb.com/free where you can get your free month on Market View. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.